My name is Connie. I'm calling from Waterford, Michigan. And I am a God-fearing Christian, and so is my husband. But he has a terrible gambling problem, and it's not good. So I just wanted to know if you could help me with that. I have nobody to talk to.
You know, when I heard that comment on our comment line, it broke my heart. I have nobody to talk to. And listen, that's why we're here. That's the only reason we're here. That's why we break in during the middle of the day here, just to talk about things that matter to you in your life and your relationships. And so as we get the comments that are left for us and people who call and talk to me, we're here to help you. We love you, encourage you. We just know that God has something good in store for your life. And we wanted to help you live a life as God intended for your life, your family to live. And I know we live in a sinful, fallen world. And it's tough. We don't want you to give up. Hang in there. We're going to help you as best we can today with the power of God's Holy Spirit doing the work, okay? I'm Dr. Randy, along with Jennifer and Stephen from our Intentional Living Studio. We are live. We are live today. And I'm going to give you a phone number in a moment that you can write down, because I want you to hear another comment. We get hundreds of these. Here's another one that came in. You're going to hear in a moment of someone who's, well, you'll hear it. What do you do when you have someone that you love and they just continue to have self-destructive behavior in their life? Gambling is just one example. And you love them. And you and I both know there's a better path. And in many cases, they know there's a better path. And so how do you, what is one thing that you have done to be intentional that has helped you help them in terms of being in love with and staying with and being a part of the life of someone who just continues to have things that are destructive to themselves in their own life? And maybe you can encourage those who are listening who are struggling. So encouragement only, okay? 888-888-1717. Or if you have a general question about marriage or family, we're here. That's why we're here. That's why they say, hey, Randy, you get 28 minutes, go at it. And that's what we do with Intentional Living. I want you to hear another caller that was left on our comment line. Another story, one of hundreds that we receive from people who are struggling, like many of you today, with someone you love who has behavior which is hurting themselves and sometimes the family as well. Take a listen.
It's a time that when filled with addiction, addiction of lies, gambling, and betrayal. Trying to help your partner overcome an addictive personality or a mental illness can be exhausting. Reaching out for advice. When you watch your partner drowning in making choice after choice, year after year of self-destructive behavior, and knowing there's nothing you can do to prevent it because they won't listen. What do you suggest, Dr. Randy?
Well, I do have some things I want to share, but I want to open the line too, because we're in community together. And so if you have something that can be encouraging, not only to Connie who started, but Diana and many hundreds and thousands others who might be listening today who can relate, join in. 888-888-1717. Couple things. One is, when you have someone in your life that you love and you care for, but they just continue to have behavior which is self-destructive, and it may not be gambling, it may not be alcohol or drugs, it could be, but it could be other kinds of behavior that they have. Anything from procrastination, come on, to not telling the truth. I think when you communicate with them, you got to understand that you need to stay present and not allow your emotions to get hijacked, because your emotions, when they get hijacked, can drag you into a cycle that's destructive for yourself. You need to take care of yourself in that relationship, obviously. And sometimes you need to put boundaries in place and accountability. And not allow whatever hang-ups you may have in your own life to cause you to get sucked into their hang-ups. That makes sense? And it's easy to do. And we get into this vicious cycle, as it's referred to often, that can become so unhealthy. But ultimately, there are people that you and I, we all love people we know that are engaged in behavior which is only hurting themselves, well, not only, maybe others as well. And of course, there's where boundaries come in. But how can you encourage them? What one intentional thing are you doing, you have done, that's made a difference in your life and in the life of them as well? Let's go to the phones here. Liz is first in California. Hi, Liz.
Hi.
Hi. What have you learned about this, caring for someone who has self-destructive behavior?
Well, you know, I was letting someone else know right now. I'm a caregiver, and, you know, with all the things that are happening today and in everyday life with everybody else, you know, just showing up for people and just showing love, showing gratitude, and letting people know that no matter what's in our past, we still got to look forward to what's next. God is always there. Just love on somebody, you know? Give them a smile. Open a door. Say thank you. It goes such a long way.
Yeah. You know, we drive the streets of America today, Liz, and we see on the streets of America stories, and I always wonder when we pass or we encourage, try to encourage someone on the street, and you think, how did they get here? What journey, what path have they been on? I've had a chance to talk to a few folks who've landed on the streets, and you're amazed. They're people just like the rest of us, people who have lived their lives in a series of decisions or things that happened in their life. One thing leads to another. And so, Liz, you remind us of the power of compassion. Compassion. Write that down. That's powerful. All right. You can join us as well. We'd love to hear. Our lines are very busy. Reaching out to someone who's, you look at them and you say, in Jesus' name, I pray that God will move in their life and they'll make a new direction in their life. How do you respond? Carrie is in Kansas. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
Hi. How do you respond? What do you think?
Well, I wanted to share that just over the past few years, I've studied mental health and I've served a lot of people and hundreds of hours of just helping people see Christ's love and you know, allow him into their situations. And it's become clear to me that when people are in stuck patterns, whether they know Jesus or not, a lot of times what it is they need healing.
Yeah.
And there's, for many of us, there's going to be a time in our lives where we won't be able to get to healing on our own. And we need someone to come alongside us, or we need several people, or we need our tribe and professionals, you know. And so I think my heart is to say, sometimes when we can show acceptance and love and just offer like our willingness to help them connect to someone that could, whether it's a counselor or someone that we know has the wisdom to serve them, or just continue to be there for them ourselves. Sometimes those things are what brings healing, even when someone's not open to Jesus. I've noticed that sometimes that will open them up even to experiencing the love of God more deeply.
Mm, absolutely. You know, that's what intentional living is all about. People ask me, how did you come with intentional, that word intentional living? Because it's a word we all relate to. We understand that being intentional is a good thing. Here's the problem. You can be intentional in the wrong things. Intentional is not just a spiritual concept. Intentional is what happens when we decide this is what's most important in my life, make decisions, and we pursue it. People pursue lots of things that destroy their lives and their families. And as Christians, we want to get up every day and pursue the love of Christ. You know, right? It's the love of Christ that compels us, it says in Corinthians. And so having love for people who are going through really tough times. And so you have someone you love, what do? One thing. Boy, we need the encouragement. Lines are busy. Come join us. We're going to take a quick break. Come back. Trevor, a recovering addict, wants to join in and tell us perhaps what's helped him. 888-888-1717. It's live today from Intentional Living.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Hi, Dr. Randy Carlson here with another Intentional Minute. We're talking about making better decisions. And one of the points on the top 10 list of intentionals is that people who make better decisions learn from other people. Scripture says there's a way that seemed right to a man, but the end leads to destruction. If we look around and we see men and women who have made decisions and we see where it leads them, that should help us make better decisions ourselves. That's intentional living, isn't it? I like to say intentional living is not rocket science. It's knowing what God teaches and doing it. And when we do that every day, good things or better things will certainly happen in our life. So my encouragement to you today, it could have to do with drugs or alcohol, or it could have to do with entertainment or how you spend your money or what you do at work, that you would make a better decision by watching and learning from others around you. That's intentional living.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
Amen. That's good. Listen, I recorded that some time ago. That really fits into what we're talking about today, doesn't it, Jennifer? I mean, it's right on target. Our decisions really guide our direction, our life. It's on the top of the list of things that we talk about in intentional living. Your decision for Christ. There was a point in time where you say, I choose to give my life to Christ. This last weekend here in Michigan, we had several people at our marriage conferences raise their hand. And listen, maybe you're listening to me today. You raised your hand, you followed that prayer, and you gave your life to Christ. You made a decision, but now what are you going to do? It's acting on that decision, right? That's the intentional living part, saying, okay, now as a follower of Christ, I'm a babe in Christ. I need to figure out what that means and be around the right people, the right influence, make the right decisions, have people that love me, be in a place where you're going to get that kind of support for your life. It's powerful. All right, we just started the show with a couple of the hundreds of difficult comments left on our comment line from people who love someone that have self-destructive behavior, and they just want to do the right thing to love them, but they don't know what to do. And Trevor wants to weigh in from Arizona. It says here, man, you're a recovering addict, huh?
Yeah, sure am. You know, I've hooked on drugs for, you know, a couple of years. I got sober off of that back in September of 05. And then, you know, it had some stuff go on in my life where, you know, it was an excuse to start drinking. And I went down that road for quite some time. And, you know, I've been off of that now for a month and 11 days.
So, amen. Good for you.
Yes. Yeah. Every day is a blessing. And I just wanted to say to the earlier caller that, you know, you can't force it. You can't force it. They have to hit their bottom. And, you know, as hard as it is, you know, I imagine for my loved ones to sit there and watch me do what I was doing, the self-destructive behavior. You know, at the end of the day, it was a decision I had to make.
Yeah. What did they try to do? What things did they do?
Just, you know, comments, you know, you don't want to go down this road, you know, that kind of sort of thing. And then I also had, you know, family members that, you know, you don't have a problem, you know, and you do have a problem when you're drinking a lot every day, you know, and, you know, it's rough. It's a rough road. And,
how did you respond when they would confront you with your addiction lovingly, but they're saying, hey, you don't want to be on this road. We love you. Don't continue this. What were you telling yourself when you heard that?
You know, I knew it, but, you know, you've got that committee that sits on your shoulder and tells you, you know, it's okay. You can do it one more time. You can do it one more time. And until you're just done, you know, and, you know, I can remember the day I broke down this last time, you know, and told my wife that, you know, I was done. I needed help. And, you know, it was very similar with, you know, when I with the drugs, you know, it was, my dad picked me up and, you know, he said, this is the one and only time I'll help you, you know, and I was done. And, you know, I was one of the lucky ones and I got that the first time. And, you know, I'm praying every day that, you know, I get this the first time, but,
amen.
You know, it's one of those things that, you got to take it one day at a time and, you know, be there for them when they fall and, you know, help them back up. And, you know, it's that old cliche of you can lead a horse to water, but you can't force him to drink, you know, and it, right. You know, lots of prayers help.
Amen. Listen, we've got thousands of people listening, podcasts, radio, everywhere. Pray for Trevor in Arizona.
He had a profound
yeah, that was really profound. That was good. You know, when you think about the fact that you can lead a horse to water, as he said, but you can't make him drink, right? I talk about the 3-foot rule of intentional living. Come on now. There's people in your, just outside your 3-foot, family, friends, people you love, and they have decisions, make decisions, do things that you're concerned for them. You love them, but you can't fix it. You can't change it. You can be there to help them, but what you don't want to do is be sucked into that negativity in your life. And that's where the boundaries come in. And understand that many times people who end up struggling with things maybe have had trauma in their life in the past, and there's something that they're still processing in their life. So, Trevor, lots of people praying for you. We'll be praying for you. God bless you. Thank you for your call. Much success as you continue on that journey, my friend. Okay. What do you do? One thing that's helped you help someone else, someone that you love that maybe, not just drugs and alcohol, that comes to mind immediately, but it could be any sort of self-destructive behavior. What have you done? How have you been encouraging or discouraging? What have you learned? Give us a call. Let me go to Amy next in Arizona. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
I appreciate your call. What have you learned on this journey?
I have learned how to surrender and let God do it. My husband and I have been separated for about 2 years, and he has struggled with, you name it, he struggled with it. And during the process, you know, I was the nagging wife during the time. I thought I was speaking Jesus into him, and it actually pushed him away. He walked away from church and the family for about a year. During a point in time, God said, Amy, there's so much, this has so much more to do with what I needed to do in you than the circumstances surrounding you. And looking at it 2 years later, I can see how he matured me in ways that I needed to mature, so that now that it's time for him to step in and do what he needs to do, I can be silent and I can come alongside my husband and I can be the wife that he needed rather than the wife that I thought that he needed.
So you're hopeful.
So beautiful.
You're hopeful.
Well, I am. I just told him last night I found my hope.
when you say his behavior, I don't want to be offensive, but you were a spiritual nag is what I heard you say.
I really was for a long time and I didn't realize it.
And so what has he done in his life? What was the wake up for him?
I filed for divorce a year ago, October, and God stopped the process 4 times, even though we had an attorney that was helping us. And, the year before, God had told me that something big was going to happen for our family in February, and February 27th, God started reconciling us of last year.
Oh, so it's been a little over a year.
It's been a little over a year.
And how's it going?
It's going amazing. We're seeing the fruits. We just celebrated our wedding anniversary last week. And although we have so far to go, and we have so much to learn, we're doing really, really well. And doing it together, we're really involved at church, and we have an amazing community that God has just surrounded us around with, and our children are doing well. So it's nice being able to sit back and tell God thank you, because it was worth all of the heartache.
Well, you speak to the hundreds of people that ask me the question, Amy, everywhere I go, when do I give up? When do I say enough's enough? I'm done with this. I can't take this anymore. And I know there's a point where that can happen, but what did you learn in that process?
I've been right there several times, and every time I quite literally cried out to Jesus. And every time, nothing changed around me, but everything changed inside of me. And it was just me crying out to him, saying, I can't handle this anymore. He took that burden off of my shoulders. He traded me yokes, and he took it from me. And it just helped me grow, and it helped me find more compassion for my husband and fight back, because spiritual warfare is real. It's hard.
Well, much blessing on you, and congratulations on your journey. And I know not every journey ends that way, but yours has, and you've been faithful, and it sounds like your husband had a wake up. It takes two people, right, in a marriage relationship. But when the wake up occurs, boy, God can do an amazing thing in the life of that marriage. And I know, like you said, we're still got a long ways to go. There's healing that occurs, and that's a process. But thanks for the encouragement. I tell you what, we'll take a break. I want to leave the phone line open. We got people on the call, but we're going to continue even after we get booted off the air here in 8 minutes live. And we're going to continue to talk to you all about this. as long as the calls come in. We want to hear one thing you have learned, one thing you have done, one thing that has helped you in your relationship with someone that you love that just has some self-destructive behavior. And you say, well, they're not an addict. That's okay. It could be, there's a lot of self-destructive behavior. I mean, anything from overspending to health to, you know, obviously drugs and alcohol and relationships and things. And sometimes it flows over to affect you more deeply than it, other kinds of behavior. Sometimes it's more just for the person. Sometimes it's for the whole family. How do you deal with that? What do you do to be intentional as a believer, as a Christian? We're different than the world. How do we respond to this? That's why we're here. Intentional living is about figuring out what pleases Christ and then doing it, doing that next right one thing. What is it? What have you learned? You're the experts. I'm just here to kind of guide the ship today. 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717.
I was a cheating spouse, and the way I was living intentionally about letting my spouse know where I was, what I was doing, basically let her know where I was 24/7, and now I've got her trust back, and it took probably 8 years.
The intentional journey is a difficult road where men and women work and pray hard in order to experience God-honoring relationships. You can encourage thousands to start and maintain their journey when you keep the message of intentional living with Dr. Randy Carlson on the air. Become a monthly member today at theintentionallife.com.
And I'm glad you're doing that. I just want to say a big, huge thank you to our members. Who are members? These are folks, men and women, young and old, businesses and individuals, single, married, whatever, who have said, hey, we get this. You know, we live in an upside down, crazy world today. And Jesus was intentional. God in the beginning created the heavens and the earth. He was intentional. We're made in his image. So you got a choice. You can either live an unintentional life or an intentional life. And we just say, hey, it's a whole lot smarter and better to figure out what pleases Christ and then do it. Not perfect. We're not talking about works to get to heaven or be perfect so God will love you more. He doesn't love people who support intentional living more than those who don't, right? He doesn't love those who've got it, quote, together, as opposed to those who don't have it together. And sometimes I think he actually loves those more because of his compassionate heart for those who are struggling. But we're here to help you so you don't have to struggle maybe quite so much in life as you respond to the Holy Spirit and what God has for you intentionally. All right, you can join us. If you get a busy signal, hang up. We'll get to you here or after the show ends. We'll continue. 888-888-1717 is my number. Let me go to Connie.
Yeah.
In Georgia. Hi, Connie. Go right ahead.
Oh, yeah. I'm in Warner Robins, Georgia. Yeah. The Lord's also taught me there was a breakdown between the relationship of me and my daughter. Well, she wasn't born again anyway, and she wasn't doing anything I suggest was biblically. She wasn't listening. She wasn't paying attention. So something happened, and I had to call the law a month ago, and it was drug-related with her and her friend sitting out in my driveway, and I was always afraid to call the law because she gets erratical and violent and cussing and carrying on. But something kept saying, call the police. And I go, Lord, Holy Spirit, is that you? I was talking to myself, you know, Lord, okay, I think it is. I don't know. I'm going to do it. And so I did, and the policeman came, and she got locked up, and she got charged with one felony, the guy she was with, pushing and selling big bags of marijuana. He got charged with three. So her daughter bailed her out of jail the next day, didn't even give her time to sit there and think about it. And I was hysterical and I was upset about that. And so the Lord says, you know, now you can focus on your relationship with me. You can rest in peace while I deal with your children. Because I had such a heavy burden.
How is she doing? How's she doing now?
Did she respond to that? She's still talking to me.
Yeah.
She's got that boyfriend that's living with her now, the one with the four addictions, and he's tearing her world apart because he won't help pay any bills, but he lays up there, he eats for free, and all his money goes on drugs, and she's in love with him.
Mm. All right, Connie, listen, you keep praying for her, and listen, those are the most difficult. I can't imagine you have to make a decision like that. Jennifer, can you imagine that? I mean, think about a relationship. I mean, someone you love, and you think, boy, I got to get the law involved or I got to be tough. Listen, I talk about, I got a whole thing in my conference on parenting. I talk about the soft side and hard side of parenting. There's a soft side, and we need to have a soft side in our relationship with our kids. When there's an openness, when there's a sense of they're confused, they're looking for some direction, you need that softness. That's not the time you come in like a gangbuster, like a bull in a china shop, and be, you know, authoritative, and you know what they should do, and here's what you got to do, and so on. But there's also a time where we need to be firm and tough with kids. Yeah. You know, having boundaries in place and knowing if what we're doing is the right thing, it's hard to know. But I tell you what, at the end of the day, we can't violate what we feel God is leading us to do as a parent. When we violate our conscience, it creates sin for us. I just pray that, Connie, here's our prayer for you and for your daughter and that young man, that they will have a revival in their life, that God will get a hold of their lives, and things will turn around. And sometimes it takes hitting the bottom and only able to look up before you can make a difference, okay? All right, we're out of time. We started with Connie, who started the show today, and Diana. Connie, if you're listening today, you said, I have no one to talk to. Well, you just had a half hour of people talking to you. And I hope you found some encouragement. And for you, Diana, as well. Because what you heard today, I think, really can be helpful to so many people. Please, I want to say to those of you, maybe you're the person today with the self-destructive behavior. Be honest with yourself. Get to the point of saying, hey, I can't do this anymore on my own. I'm done. You got to get mad enough, right, to say, I'm done. And before God, to give your life to Christ, be intentional. He will receive you. That doesn't mean all your problems are gone, but you've taken the first step, and then reach out and find the kind of help available. Do that for your life, for your family, for your future. That's intentional living. And we're here for you. We want to listen. And we'll continue to listen, and we're going to record. That'll be a show that'll air tomorrow, right? So listen, maybe you had some folks that you said, I wish they could have heard the show today. Tell them to tune in and listen to it on our podcast, because it's available at our website, theintentionallife.com, or wherever you get your podcast, put in Intentional Living. And then tomorrow we'll continue this discussion with all of you who call right now. So you want to be a part of this? Give me a call. What have you learned? One thing is an encouragement. As you have loved and wrestled and struggled with a relationship with someone you love who has self-destructive behavior, give me a call. 888-888-1717. Thank you all. God bless you. Have a great day. Much help from Intentional Living. More to come tomorrow. We'll see you then.